And once you find a formula that works for you and works consistently, you're in a groove. But your groove can quickly become a rut that robs you of your time without producing the results you want. So stay current on the issues your clients care about most. Be sure to notice where they're showing up. What other content are they consuming? What platforms are they on? Where can you be engaged in the conversation?
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
What if your marketing stops working? Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. It's here where you get the most current and highly curated advice about how to launch and grow a sustainable coaching and consulting business. And we say sustainable because there's a few things that can happen when you make the leap from corporate leader to leader of your own business. And if you're not aware of how to keep your growth sustainable, you can find yourself feeling like a hamster on a wheel in a constant spin with sales and marketing efforts, only to find yourself burnt out and broke and unable to hire sufficient support to get to scale. So we want to grow sustainably, my friends, and that's what this episode is all about, because sometimes your marketing plan stops working. So what do you do when what you have been doing isn't working any longer? And full disclosure, we've taken a little bit of an unplanned hiatus here. We have switched podcast producers, so welcome, DR, to the family. And we have also grown our furry family at home with the addition of Gracie, our four-month-old rescue from the streets of Tulum, Mexico. And everyone says, is she a lab? I don't know. Is she a lab? Is she a shepherd? She's probably a mix of a bunch of mutts that hang out on the streets of Tulum, but she's our new love. And you'll see her in prominently in our social media feed going forward, I'm sure. So here we are. We're back into another how-to episode of what to do when your marketing stops working. And in prior episodes, I've talked about pricing and how to package your services. And it's important that you add leverage to your business model. Leverage comes through one-to-many offers, but it also comes from going deeper with fewer clients through a services value ladder that builds the value of the relationships you have with clients as they grow. And you leverage your time by having a framework that you rinse and repeat from one client to the next, and a framework that delivers the results you promise in your marketing and that your clients expect to get as a result of working with you. But what doesn't always work is a rinse and repeat approach to your marketing. So if you're in a groove and you have a high converting marketing system that's working, then by all means, rinse and repeat and keep that momentum going through those systems and channels where people are engaging with your content. But sometimes you can get comfortable in the process that you've created and fall into a rut with your marketing. This is when you're doing the same things that used to convert like crazy, but don't convert for you any longer. So you can either be in a marketing groove or a marketing rut. And a marketing groove is when you have perfected a system of delivering predictable sales results through your marketing channels. That's a groove. A marketing rut is when you find yourself habitually creating the same type of content and marketing through the same channels, but your results are declining instead of increasing or holding steady. So if you're not constantly measuring your results and what's working and what's not, it's easy to slip into a rut without even knowing it until it's too late. And it takes a lot of effort to correct. So right before I'm recording this podcast episode, I had a meeting with my content marketing team. And we started going through our analytics dashboard. We're looking at how is the content that we're creating for Instagram, for LinkedIn, for Facebook, how is that performing and which types of content or topics are performing best so we can double down on what is working. So we measure the success, and you need to measure the success too, because even if you don't have a content management team that's posting for you, if you're posting yourself, you're still investing in your marketing through investing in your own time. So it's easy to slip into a rut without knowing it if you're not measuring. So for example, you may have created a pattern of posting an article to LinkedIn every week. And when you first started, lots of people were engaging with your content. But now that engagement is starting to fall off, and that lack of engagement has impacted the numbers of people who are approaching you for opportunities to work together. Or maybe you've been using online workshops or webinars to connect to potential buyers. And it could be a couple of years ago when your potential clients were signing up on a regular basis and your webinars and workshops were delivering consistent results. But now you've seen a steady decline in signups or people showing up, and fewer still of those people are signing up for calls to explore what it's like to work with you. So if either of those last two examples are true for you, then you're in a marketing rut. You once had a groove that was predictable and was working for you, but now that groove has turned into a rut. You have a habit of marketing this way, and it's no longer producing the results it was once producing for you. Now, I want to distinguish this from a new marketing tactic that you're trying out for the very first time. It can be that you haven't honed your skills yet in delivering this new marketing approach, and you need to work out the kinks first. So I've seen many entrepreneurs abandon a new marketing tactic by saying it's not working for me when they haven't yet analyzed why or practiced fine-tuning their skills in delivery. So it sometimes happens where clients of mine will take my standout webinars program and say, "Deb, I tried my webinar. It didn't work." So first of all, you can't judge whether a marketing tactic is going to work for you or not after one experiment. So it takes reviewing that webinar, analyzing your own performance. You know, where did you overcoach, overteach, deliver too much information? Where did you miss an opportunity to engage the people more fully in that experience? Or maybe it was the title of the webinar, the topic, or maybe something else went wrong. So we want to dial in the performance. We want to dial in, was it the opt-in form that as many people didn't sign up? Maybe we didn't have the right reminders. Maybe we didn't excite them enough about the benefits of attending that they didn't attend. And maybe we didn't captivate their attention long enough for them to stick through the entire thing. And maybe you weren't effective at transitioning from coaching or teaching or sharing information to making an offer for people to work with you. So there's many moving parts in your marketing strategy or your marketing tactics that we need to analyze. Well, what piece of this isn't working? Is it the overall message? Or is it the delivery vehicle? Or is it the delivery of the content in the delivery vehicle that's not working? So let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say, and analyze what is or what isn't working. So it's important to understand if you're in a rut or a groove, or you're just trying something out that's new for the very first time and you haven't mastered the skill yet. So I imagine a dashboard, and I'll probably create this dashboard because I've never seen one in existence that constantly monitors the results of your marketing, not just social media or engagements on your posts, which may or may not result in an increase in sales for you, But the results of your marketing campaigns, how many people are signing up? How many people are downloading your free resources? How many people are attending events, signing up for strategy calls, or converting into paying clients? Those are metrics that we want to have close at hand so that you can abandon things that aren't working and bring in new strategies that will deliver better results. Those are the key numbers to track if you're going to develop a consistent, predictable groove in your marketing. At the end of the day, the only reliable asset in your marketing portfolio are the ones that you create yourself. You can't always rely on social media algorithms to be consistent. Lord knows we learned that last year when Facebook changed the algorithm of its ads platform. So marketing grooves that are not monitored can quickly turn into marketing ruts that don't deliver results. And it can be expensive, especially if you're running paid ads. So to develop a groove and avoid a marketing rut, here are five things that you can focus on today to tune up the results you're receiving from your marketing. So number one, keep your ear tuned to the most current challenges that your ideal buyers are facing. Tune up your content to produce solutions to those most pressing problems. Number two, experiment with new approaches. Should you dip your toe into TikTok? Maybe. Should you try a live launch instead of a webinar? Why not? Give it a try. It could be the approach that really moves the needle for you and brings you out of a rut and into a new groove. Number three is increasing your accessibility and visibility in your market. It's no secret that video predominates on social media channels because it drives consistent engagement. I saw it with my numbers as we just went over the Instagram stats. The videos, the reels are driving crazy engagement, not only with our followers, but with people who don't yet follow us. So look at what's driving engagement. Look at what's driving views, because even if people aren't reacting or commenting directly on your posts, they're watching. They're watching from the sidelines and they're taking notice of your message. And number four is be consistent in your visibility and in managing your own schedule. So a groove requires consistency. A groove is a habit. So whether you publish your podcast every Tuesday or go live on LinkedIn every Wednesday or have a regular show on Instagram, you are shaping the behavior of your audience by being consistent in your schedule. I am ultra tuned into this right now as a mom of a puppy who's in training. You know, my consistency in training Gracie's behavior is so important to having a good pup, right? So your consistency in training your audience's behavior, and I want to make this analogy to dog training, but in many ways, you are training your audience how to consume your content. You are training them when to show up, how to show up, and how to engage with you. So you want to be consistent and visible in your schedule so that your audience, if they're tuning into your show for their morning walk, if your LinkedIn show might be their go-to for their Thursday lunch break, your own habits and creating content creates habits with your consumers. And lastly, number five, have opportunities for more immersive experiences with you. Because there'll be some of your followers who want to have a more intimate conversation with you, who want to get to know you on a deeper level. And many people struggle with building communities around their brands. And we talked about that in episode 106 with Virginie Glesner. Communities are the future of brands. But creating community and keeping people engaged isn't always easy. It requires systems and consistent practices that keep people coming back for more. So here we are, shaping your own behavior so that you can show up in a consistent way. And we'll be speaking more about that in future episodes as well. And once you find a formula that works for you and works consistently, you're in a groove. But your groove can quickly become a rut that robs you of your time without producing the results you want. So stay current on the issues your clients care about most. Be sure to notice where they're showing up. What other content are they consuming? What platforms are they on? Where can you be engaged in the conversation? And by the way, let's not forget about in-person experiences. There's nothing like meeting you in person to get a sense of your true nature and your intelligence and the value that you bring to your audience. Keep an eye out for relevant conferences and networking events, and keep expanding your own peer group too. As new people get to know you who are peers or collaborators in your market, your influence will grow through proxy, and you will find your referral system increasing. You'll find you're getting a steady stream of referrals that you weren't getting before. So as we close this episode, ask yourself, am I in a rut or a groove with my marketing? And look at your trends. Where are your numbers trending? Are they trending up or are they trending down? Look at the engagement on your social posts. Are there signups for your events or your downloads or your lead magnets? Are they trending up or are they trending down? And if you have a podcast, is listenership going up or is listenership going down? And are there specific patterns that you can identify that are working or aren't working in your marketing? And how can you create more engagement in your content and in your sales and marketing activities? If you've gotten a specific insight from this episode, I would love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe and leave us a plus, a star, or other accolade wherever you are sourcing your podcast. And if you have a topic that you'd like me to address in a future show, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Simply connect with me on any social media platform and reach out to me in a private message. And hey, before you touch that dial, I have something very special to share with you. On September 12th, I am kicking off a week-long event to help you find your groove. Now, don't get scared. It's not 5 full days. It's only 1 hour of your time each day for 5 days. It's like a mini business retreat that's built right into your regular work week that causes you to pause from working in your business to work on your business. Finding your groove is a process, my friend. It is about creating the right products for your clients, pricing your services for easy sales, and that doesn't mean bargain basement pricing. It means leveling up your skills and your sales skills to command higher prices. And it's about creating a powerful referral network where you have a constant stream of qualified leads and managing your own time to deliver the best results with the fewest number of hours. I'm excited to share that with you, my friend. Mark your calendar from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, September 12th through 16th. And we will post the link in the show notes for you to sign up. It is thegreatdoover.com/event. Hope to see you at Reliable Revenue Secrets. That's it for now, my friend. Take care. We'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.